Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the AfridaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On site tonight, I have several of my co-hosts. Amen. Praise God for you. I have several listeners on the line. I have new listeners on the line. I have our veterans on the line. And I have many of my family and friends on the line. Thank you so much for tuning in at this particular hour and this particular time to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends and each and every one of you for listening to this particular show. Amen. And tonight is our time in which we reflect on our needs and wants. And remember that this is the last time for the 2015 year in which we will reflect on our needs and wants in a major way. Amen. And we're going to analyze. God speaks the word analyze. It says analyze your needs and your wants. Because when we analyze our needs and our wants and we begin to believe in God, God says that when we shift them up into the atmosphere, he says there's a movement of God. So when you shift, when we shift those things, those needs and wants in the atmosphere, then there's something about the atmosphere in which your praises shift your position. God says, amen, your praises shift your position. Did y'all hear me? I said your praises shift your position. So if you're in a position, amen, that you don't want to be in, then I dare you to start praising God. I need you to write that down before we even get started. Your praises, right, shifts your position. Your praises shift your position. Amen. Praise and position is very important. It's very important going into the 2016 new year. Praise and position. Praise God. Amen. And so on tonight, we're going to go over our needs and wants, and we're going to have our regular. We're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. We're going to pray unto God. Then we're going to kick it off with Prophetess Juanita Bynum. You're great, because God is great, and he's doing some great things, and he's worthy to be praised. I want to apologize in advance for the last segment in which there was a storm going on in Dallas, Texas. And so all of the AT&T lines, all of the lines were messed up. And so the whole teaching was kind of muffled. The sound was not as good as I want it to be, but praise God. If you listen really close to the ministry, you can get what you need out of it to sustain your soul. Amen? So the whole sound was just messed up, but God is still good, and there's a message, so I need you to listen to that particular segment. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Amen. And God continues to say praise and position. He says if you come in a position that you don't want to be in, and we talk about the state of mind or a position where you're at now, God says that begin to praise him. Amen. Begin to praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable health and a reasonable portion of our strength. We continue to ask that you bless us in a mighty way to continue to magnify and glorify who you are. We thank you for the anointing and the revelation and the word of God that is going to come over us on tonight. We pray for each and every person who is listening, those who are going to listen, and those who will listen. We magnify and we thank you, Lord, for blessing those in the hospitals, those who are coming out, Lord, those who are going in, and those who are thinking about going in. We continue to seek your peace and understanding for those who are going through bereavement. And we ask that you continue to help us to be vessels and help us to be trumpets and help us to be instruments for your glory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person who is on this line at this particular time or listening on their computers or wherever they are. We thank you for each and every one of them and those who are coming. We ask that you bless their families and that you bless their friends and anyone who is connected to them. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing within your sight. And then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but we are never relinquished out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere in your kingdom. This is your servant's prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. And I can still tell that there's some static with the phone, but praise God, we're going to keep moving right along. We're going to listen to Sister Juanita Bynum, and she's singing You Are Great. And I want you to go ahead and get out a sheet of paper, and I want you to get out a sheet of paper and get ready to go into the presence of God. We're going to talk about our needs and our wants, and God is going to give us an encouraging, encouraging, encouraging word on tonight. So we're going to listen to You Are Great, and then afterwards we're going to go ahead and we're going to participate in the activity of our needs and wants. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com.
Yeah!
Amen, amen, amen. As you can see, I am so excited and so happy about what God is getting ready to do. I'm just tickled pink. Amen, and I'm just excited. It's just good to be here and good to be in the presence and good to see all of these individuals on the line and to hear from my good friend here. It's just good. It's just good to know Jesus. Amen, amen. So I want you to get out a sheet of paper. Praise God. I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And I'm going to give you time. I'm going to give you time to get out a sheet of paper and a pencil, a pen, something to write with. And we're going to go a little bit higher in the Lord, and we're going to really believe in our needs and wants. You know, when I used to run track, I used to always say, you know, at the end of the race, when you get to that 100-meter dash, you have to give it all that you have. And so we're getting ready to launch a new year. Praise God. We're getting ready to ask God to bless us to see a new year. And when God blesses us to see a new year, if it's His will, amen, we want to come out running. We want to come out already conditioned. Amen. God says that your praise has a lot to do with your position. Amen. And so, as I told you before, as we get the music together and as you're getting your paper and pen and pencil, as I told you before, you have to understand and recognize that we serve a God who is able to do anything. And you have to, God says, as He's speaking now, He says, believe the impossible. Amen. Whatever you want to do, God says, believe the impossible. It's very important that you believe the impossible, because God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. God is a healer. He's a deliverer. We know that He's El Shaddai. He's Elohim. He's Yahweh. We know that about God. And in knowing that, God says, you know that. We know that, right? We have a concept of that. He says, but do you believe it? Or are you acting like, right, that God can do anything but fail? How are we acting? What are our actions saying? What are our praises saying? And how is it affecting, amen, our position? Our praise affects our position in the Lord, in the Spirit of the Lord. In the Spirit of the Lord, our praise affects our position. Praise God. Now, everyone should have their paper and pencil. And at the top, I want you to write the word needs on the left-hand side. And then draw a line to divide your needs and wants. Amen? Amen. And remember that your needs are things in which you really need, not something that you desire. You know, I desire to go to Hawaii soon. No. What do you need? What are your needs? At this particular hour, God says that when we look at our needs, the right now, what is the put down right now? Right now, what is it that you need from God? Whatever it is, it could be material things, it could be people, it could be businesses, whatever it is you need right now, God says put it down. Now, when we look at our wants, God says that's future. He says because usually our wants are those things that we desire to have, okay? So when as this music is playing, I really want you to think about this. Now, I'm going to tell you, you have an advantage over a lot of people because God is in the midst of us, amen? There's an anointing on this ministry, and God's ears are wide open. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. When you are listing your needs and your wants, do not be selfish. Listen to me very well. Do not be selfish, meaning, and this sound may be going out, but this means that do not just put down your needs and your wants. I'm sure you have a mother, you have a father, you have a sister, you have a brother, aunties, uncles, nephews, nieces, cousins. Put down some things that your family need and some things that they may want as well. Part of positioning yourself for the manifestation of God, for the movement of God, for the shifting of God, is to be able to be of service to other people beside yourself. Now, you have to look out for number one. You have to look out for yourself. I'm not saying deny yourself. You only deny yourself when you're coming before God. Do not deny yourself, but yet do not be so into yourself that you forget about those who helped you or the people who are around you. Or even it could be a friend of yours. It could be someone in your business. It could be someone in your church or other places. So be sure to put these things down. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and this is going to blow your mind as God is speaking. God says that even when you put this down for a friend or for a mother or a father, God knows exactly who's supposed to receive that blessing. You don't have to put down somebody's name beside their blessing because God already knows. He knows our plans before. before we even make the plans. He knows our thoughts. He knows what we're thinking right now. And so you're only responsible for putting down the needs and the wants, and God's going to do the rest. That's it. So as the music is playing, and this is 5 minutes and 24 seconds, we have 5 minutes and 24 seconds to put down what we need and what we want. Now, it's not just about you. It's about you and your family and your friends. The want, same thing. It's not just about you. It's about your family and your friends. As I said before, there is an advantage because God is in the midst of us and he shall not be moved. God is listening right now. Amen. So therefore, it's very important that you're sincere, right? And it's very important that you understand and recognize that God can do everything. He's that powerful. So we're going to play this song, Listen to My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And I want you to understand and recognize that your needs and wants are very important. God is going to give us something very special, a very special word. And then we're going to go ahead and listen to our last song. I'm going to come with the announcements. And then I'm going to bid you a good night. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Afrita Love Show.com with Dr. Afrita Love.
Thank you.
Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to begin to look at your needs and your wants. Look at your needs and your wants at this very present time, because I'm telling you right now that God is getting ready to do some great things within our lives. We're getting ready to go into 2016, God's will, the will of God. We're getting ready to go being very prosperous and successful in the name of Jesus. Now look at your needs and wants. You have to believe everything that you put down. I want you to scan through your list. I want you to thank God for everything that you said you needed, or your family needed, or your friends needed, and your wants. Look at all of those great things that you put down, and begin to thank God for those things. Amen. God says begin to praise Him. Your praise affects your position. Amen. Your praise affects your position. And so you have to really believe what thus says the Lord. And the Lord in a minute is going to give us something. But you have to understand and recognize that in everything, you have to give God the praise and the glory. You have to put God first, because He's the Alpha. God needs to be on the side of you, the left and the right, and He needs to be behind you. You need to grasp hands with God, and you need to continue to walk in His will. When you begin to experience the will of God, you begin to shift, and things happen, and you have no idea how it happened, but you know that it must have been God. A lot of people say, but God, but I say it must have been God. Amen? And so when you begin to walk into this new domain, it begins in your mind, first of all. It begins in your mind. Once you begin to believe that God can do anything, then you will find yourself in everything that God has for you. When you begin to believe in God, that He can do anything, you will find yourself into everything that God has for you. We deprive ourselves and we neglect ourselves when we fail to believe in God. The key word is believe. You have to believe that God can give you everything you need, everything you want, according to His time. And we all have seasons, just like spring, summer, you know, winter, fall. We have our seasons. But God said, this is our season. He says, we've been faithful over a few things. Now it's time to go higher. And I told you that as you're into your symmetric climate, a lot of things are going to happen that you're not going to understand. But God says, keep the faith. Keep believing and trusting in Him, because He's going to do things that only God can do. And when God does things in your life, when He begins to work in our lives, and when He gives us things, no man can take it away. Amen? Amen. And God says these are things such as happiness and peace and prosperity, right? And we talk about the windows of heaven, opening up the windows of heaven and pouring you out a blessing where you won't have enough room to receive. Amen. God is able to do that. And I believe that. I believe that. And so you just have to take that step of faith. God says there's an invisible step, and you have to be able to take it and believe that God is going to put the step right down there as you're getting ready to step out on faith. Amen. We say thank you, Lord. And this is actually thank you, Lord, for all you've done by Walter Hawkins performance track. Amen. So just look at all these needs and wants and claim it already done. And as I said before, it's not going to happen overnight. Some of these things will happen expeditiously, says the Lord. But some of these things you're going to work your way to, because there are some doors that you got to go through that God's going to open, and there's some things that you have to experience, my dear, and there's some pathways and some lessons that you're going to have to learn, and there's some valley moments that you're going to have to experience, because you're going to be up on the mountaintop, and you have to know how it feels to be in the valley sometime. Amen? And so God is going to do this in His timing, and it's going to come right on time. So you don't have to fret if you feel like you can't make it. God says He's going to give you the strength, and He's going to come to your rescue. But you got to take that step. You got to be faithful unto God. No matter what's going on around you, no matter what people are saying, the negativity, you have to keep stepping. You have to keep moving. God says keep moving forward, because if you go backwards, you regress. We're trying to progress, because our praise affects our position. The move of God is on its way. And so whatever shifting that happens in your life, you're going to have to be ready. Amen? God says that nothing that He plants is on stony ground. Every seed that He plants will grow. So when He positions you into that position, whatever that is, spiritually. God is not talking about jobs and all that. He's talking about spiritually. Wherever God positions you, God says that you're going to be on the right path to reaching your goal and being in the will of God. So that's the thing that we're talking about, being in the will of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. That was thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Amen. Praise God. So count all of these things done in the name of Jesus. Amen. All those needs and wants. And remember that when you're praying as well, God says, speak things into the atmosphere and believe and trust in God. I believe that God is going to heal. He's going to deliver and set free. I believe that he's going to give some people some good health reports. And I thank God, amen, for everything he's done in my life and things he's going to do. I'm not ashamed to say that I truly love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I want you to understand and know this, that as much as we get online and as much as we share our moments together with our needs and wants and things of that nature, you have to understand that God is going to begin to become bigger in your life. That means that God is going to remove some things that hinders you from walking into your destiny. He's going to remove some things that may cause you to miss the mark, cause us to miss the mark. And so what I need for you to understand is God is not going to come and announce that he's getting ready to shake the atmosphere. God is not going to announce that. It's just going to happen. Amen. It's going to happen. And so when it happens, you have to go with the flow. You have to move with the flow of God, because when you move with the flow of God, God places you into your destiny. There is a vision within my mind as God is speaking now, and he said about when he brings weather, when he brings floods and tornadoes and hurricanes and things of that nature into the atmosphere, he says people's disposition, their thinking begins to shift. That's the first thing that happens when there's a warning about bad weather. He says people's thinking begin to shift and they begin to think about safety. He says most people begin to think about safety. How am I going to keep safe in this weather? He says, and then people make the decision whether they're going to stay in their homes or whether they're going to vacate. He says, and then there goes to a position where the storms of life begin to happen, amen, and then people begin to panic, amen, and they forget about God and they focus on the storm. And God says that throughout all of these blessings, he says, they're going to be some distractions, amen. But God says you must focus on God and you must not focus on what's around you. You have to keep moving. He says, and as I said before, there's not going to be a warning. You hear the warning from the prophets and the preachers and the ministers and all of these people. You hear the warnings about the shifting and how God is going to change the atmosphere and things of that nature. But God is not going to come to you and say, look here, I'm getting ready to shift your world. I'm getting ready to transform your world. God just does it. But he sends messengers before he does it. And so it's up to you to hear the voice of God, to respect the voice of God, and to wait until your change comes. Amen? Wait until your change comes. That is very important. But until then, God says, until he comes, he says, you continue to work. He says, until he comes, you continue in the vineyard. And then after he comes and blesses you where you won't have room enough to receive, for until he, when he blesses you abundantly, and I'm talking about abundantly, ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody on this earth, as God is saying, that can give you what God can give you. Nobody. And there's nobody who can take it away. But when God does that, God says, keep working. He says, and you keep working because you need to know those people. You need to know those connections. You have to keep working in the field. He says, because when night cometh, he says, nobody's able to work. Amen? So keep your mind focused on God. That's the most important thing as we transition into 2016, God's will. Keep your mind on God. Understand that when you pray and when you go to before God, whether you're on this ministry there at freedomloveshow.com or whether you're on any other ministry or whether you are at your house, make sure that you are not being selfish. And I'm going to tell you, once again, on this particular ministry, God's ears are all open. And it's not because it's my ministry. It's just because there's an anointing. Amen. There's a huge anointing. And if you think I'm kidding, just stick around. Amen. God has done some magnificent things in my life and others' lives as well. People have testimonies. Amen. And it's because of God. It's not because of me or anything I've said. Because everything that I say, I get it from God. Praise God. So there are some magnificent things that are happening in the realm of the Spirit, the realm of God. But I tell you what, don't be surprised when the shifting happens. Things are going to happen that you never imagined. Because God wants you to taste and see that he is good, that he is real. There's nothing fake about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's nothing fake. Everything about God is real. Everything about God is real. And so I trust God and I believe in God. Amen. And I want you to trust God and I want you to believe in God as well. Amen. Amen. We're going to listen to one more song. I'm going to tell you how this song came to me. I was doing something, maybe working on gospel or I don't know. I was probably in bed or something like that. And I heard a song in my mind. And I began to sing it. And I thought that, you know, I had made up that song, right? And so I said, well, let me Google this because I don't want to be writing a song. And someone else has already written the song. And so I began to sing the song. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And so I've never heard this song in my life. I kid you not. I mean, this is the scary part about it. I've never heard this song in my life until I Googled it. And I saw this gentleman who actually sings the song. And I was going over the words. I've never heard this song before. I was going over the words that he was singing. I really like this song. Amen. And I actually thought that I had come up with a song because I had the title and I had the words and everything. But I want you to listen to Mr. Neil Robertson. And this particular song is entitled, He Didn't Have to Do It. Amen. But he did. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This song is by Mr. Pastor Neil Robertson. I'm going to be sure to find this gentleman because I want him to come on the show. Amen. He's a very anointed man of God. And his song speaks volumes to what God can do. So I want you to listen to the song. He didn't have to do it, but he did. And then I'm going to come back with the announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Afrida Love.
Well, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Come on, y'all, help me say. Y'all to help me church in this house tonight. Woo! He didn't have to heal me, but he did. start singing like that, I got some aunties in the corner. You ain't gotta say nothing else. Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all sophisticated now. Y'all clap pretty.
God, I'm having a good time over here. Amen. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Next, we're up to our announcements, but before we do that, I always give individuals an opportunity, amen, an opportunity to accept the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ. And this is very informal. You know, when I started this ministry, God gave me this vision and God showed me a lot of things for the future. And at the time, I was just being obedient unto God, but God has proven himself once again to open up the windows of heaven and pour out the blessings. The people that I've met and the opportunities that has come my way and the opportunities that are coming, God has done some great things. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. But this is a time in which you have an opportunity to give your life to Christ. The new year is almost here, and it's good to go and transition into the new year with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist. It doesn't matter if you don't know God, if you're out of the ark of safety, if you joined the church and you haven't, you know, gone back to the church for whatever reason. If you're always working and you say, you know, I'm always working, I can't go to church, or if you just don't want to go because you think there's a lot of hypocrisy. But the thing about it is we have to save our own souls through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so at this particular time, wherever you are, whether you're outside, inside, at the gym, whether you're at the nursing home, wherever you are at work, wherever you are listening to this, this is a good time to accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ within your life. And all you have to say is, Lord, I accept you in my life, and I accept everything that you have for me during my season. Lord, I accept you in my life, and I accept everything you have for me during my season. And then for those of you who already know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you need a revival, you need to be refreshed because the world has worn you down. There are things that's going on in the world, and you've lost some hope in God. But this is a time in which you renew or revive your soul, and you revive your soul through accepting our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and saying, Lord, I revive my soul. I ask that you revive my soul and condition my soul where I will be able to withstand the evils of this world, because you always have to hide the word of God within your heart. Amen. And so if you need a little refreshing or need a little revival or you just need the Lord, you can do that right in the comfort of your home. That's the good part about it. You can do it in the comfort of your home. You don't have to be anywhere. So this is your time to accept that or reject that, and whatever you do, that is your prerogative, and that is between you and God. But I always want to make mention of that when I finish within the ministries. Amen? Amen. Now we're getting ready to go to our announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE or ALFREDALOVESHOW.com. That's our freedomloveshow.com. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends to listen to the particular radio station. In addition to that, make sure that you, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actresses, those in the entertainment world, those who have a positive message, community leaders, please be sure, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. I would love, love, love to connect with you, especially if you're a gospel artist, filmmaker, entertainer. I would love to connect with you, so please be sure to go through those avenues to connect with me as well. In addition to that, I want to welcome all of my new gospel artists and my entertainers and my journalists and all of the new opportunities that has come my way. I really appreciate that. I appreciate each and every one of you for that. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for your family and your friends. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. You're on one accord. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. It's very important. There's some flooding going on, I think in Missouri or somewhere. Be sure to pray for those individuals because they're going through a transition within their lives that they probably wasn't expecting at this particular hour. But we thank God for his divine grace and his mercy that is sufficient. Amen. And so be sure that you're praying for each and every person, whether you know them or not. Pray for them. Amen. You don't have to call them out by name, but you can call out their situation, and God understands who you're speaking to. Amen. Praise God. In addition to that, as I said before, make sure that you check out two different websites. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. On this particular page, as you can see, I have an article here in the spotlight about last night, Mr. Steve Harvey and Miss Universe pageant. That's the fashion models. Then I have television and TV shows. I have celebrities. I have effective presentations and teachings. Please be sure to check that out. In addition to that, if you go to alfredaloveshow.com, this is the hub. This is the spot. This is where you see the home page right here. You see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. I love her music. She's a sweet person. Here's her music. This is her website. It goes straight to her website. She has a home page. Click on the home page. See a little bit about Sister Bradford. There's the bio. Then there's the music right there. Blessed to be a blessing. I need to get that CD. Then there's the music right there. Then calendar. Then news right there. Then contact. And then the store. There it is. Whoop, there it is. That's one button that you push. And then the store is all of the CDs here. And it's 99 cent download. That's good. That's good. Praise God. Praise God. All right? So that's about Sister Bradford. Now, if you look, let me go back. Okay. Love Radio. You see a button for Love Radio, and I'm speaking to all of my new individuals and also to refresh some of our veteran individuals. Love Radio. You click on Love Radio. Whoop, there it is. We're live. Amen. We're live. That means that I'm on air right now, and we're focusing on needs and wants, and so we're live. We're on the air, amen, at this particular time, okay? And if you want to receive updates as to when this particular ministry will be airing, all you have to do is follow right under my name. You don't have to pay anything, none of that stuff. You just follow, and all they'll send you are the shows and when the show's broadcast, okay? So right now we're live. All right. February 18th through the 20th. You know, it's the Stellar Awards. We don't know who's hosting yet, but it's going to be a great show. So be sure to check that out. If you need a speaker, whoop, here I am. Right there. There's the bio. Click on that button. Love's interview. I'm the last person on the interview. Be sure to check it out if you want to know a little bit about me, if you're just coming on the ministry, if you've just connected with me. School tutorial site. This is all of the programs that we offer and the tutoring that we offer. Upcoming events. Once again, Stellar Awards Show, February 18th through 20th in Las Vegas. Amen. If you want to go to the Love Radio again, there's a button to get there. Either button will work. You don't need to miss that particular ministry. It's a great radio show. Spiritual Guide on the Go. Click on that button. Whoop, there it is. You're right there. Spiritual Guide to Go. This is a spiritual guide, and it's very, it's a good book to read. And not just because I wrote it, but it's a pretty good book. And I have a lot of customer reviews. And so far, I have a 5-star here. Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And so they have 16 new ones and 7 used ones at Amazon. So be sure to check out Amazon for the Spiritual Guide on the Go. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. And thank y'all so much. Whoever gave me this star, praise God. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Then come on down. There we go. To About the Venue. We have About the Venue. Of course, you know this is a radio outlet. It's a radio station. God gave me this vision, and actually God is going to build up this particular ministry and station, and it seems like I'm going to merge into a bigger station, but you know, you always have to start out small, and God has really given me a vision, and I'm proud of this project in which God has allowed me to construct here. But this is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music in particular, and most of all, communicating about different events. The mission is to capture the most interesting events centered around gospel, entertainment, education, and politics. Right now, the vision that God gave me is I'm going to be playing music on this particular station very often. Just not now, but I'm going to be playing it very often. And God's going to orchestrate all of this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that this is going to become a bigger venue as far as a radio station. And it's pretty much going to stay the same name. It's pretty much going to have the same conversations, the same interviews, but the music and the people surrounding this particular station is going to be excellent, the people that God sends. So it's going to be a bigger station, and there's going to be a lot more coming with this particular AfritaLoveShow.com. Amen. So right here you see different things that we like to attend. We like to attend war shows and conferences and things of that nature. Upcoming events, of course, is the Stellar Music Awards and artists and media. Be sure to connect with me on Facebook, AfritaLove, or email me. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. And, of course, love is the answer to all the problems. Amen? You have a problem, just think about love. Amen, amen, amen. All right, so let's go ahead and go to location. Location and contact. As you all know, this is an international radio station. It is online, freetoloveshow.com. When you click on Love Radio, you will be connected to Blog Talk Radio. As I said before, this is going to become a greater and a bigger venue. But God says, be faithful over the small things first, and then he will increase. Amen. And so I'm trusting and believing in God. But if you want to send a comment or a review, please do so. You can put your name, your email. If you want to receive updates, you can do that. And another thing I was going to tell you is we're going to be having, or we will have newsletters, and I'm going to construct an email list. We will have newsletters on events and things of that nature, and it'll be great. Then the subject, then, of course, the message. If you want to contact me, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 254-744-6616. That is my other business phone, or one of my business phones. Gospel artists in the industry, you see all of the gospel artists. This is not all of them, but please be sure to pray for each and every one of these artists. Continue to support their music. Of course, there is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. We're going to do some things together, but be sure to support her as well. And all of these artists, because their music really blesses our soul. Amen. And I'm going to add some more artists as well. Okay? So those are the gospel artists. When you click on links, you'll be connected. There's Eddie Ruth Bradford. music.com. You will be connected to our website. Then, of course, there's the radio station again. When you click on Love's Comedy and Entertainment, what you will find is another Facebook page that I have as well. It will tell you some information about entertainment and other things of that nature, and you can also connect with me through there as well. You can message me if you need to, okay? All right, when we look at LinkedIn, this is another business professional site that I also use. Okay, it's telling me I need to sign in because that's really not. So you sign in, and then you can connect with me under Afrida Love. Amen? Connect with me under Afrida Love. Matter of fact, you just put in your email address, okay? Put in your email address, and then you have to put in your password, whatever that is. And then when you put in your password, you look up Afrida Love. You look up Afrida Love, and when you look up Afrida Love, then you will find me. Amen? Amen. And so then you can connect with me. And so I would love to connect with you as well. Amen? Amen. Okay, so that's LinkedIn. Let's go to, all right, let's go to Love's Media and Event Coverage. And as I said before, these are fairly new Facebook pages, but if you want to connect with me on this one as well, you can. This will let you know about all the media. We had a show here, and always look for information as far as the ministry and the shows, and don't be afraid to come on the ministry and ask questions or come on the ministry and participate. I have a lot of individuals who are on the line, and so anytime that you want to ask a question, you want to add something to it, then feel free to do so. Amen? Amen. Because we're learning from each other, so feel free at any particular time. Then we have articles that we've written, and then we have the Love Live Jesus Ministry. This particular ministry, the same thing. It's a local business here. With this one as well, I have information, a lot of information, so please be sure to check that out as well. There's a lot of information going on. So please be sure to check that out. Amen. Praise God. Now, what else do we have? Spiritual Guide. I've already showed you that. Okay, let's move right along. Meet Dr. Afrida Love. For those of you who are just meeting me, I am your radio host. I am your speaker. I am who I am. Amen. I'm your educator. I'm your radio host, your motivational speaker, your military servant. You know, just here's a little information about me so that you can become acclimated with who I am. Speaking topics, I also speak. I love education. One of the topics is school classrooms, research, bulletproofing schools for health, control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, your churches within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. So those are some of the programs, or excuse me, some of the speaking topics that I speak on. Love's Arthur Corner, I have added a few books to the Love's Arthur Corner. There is Dr. Afrida Love, there's Judge Maybelline, there is Sister Joanna McLennan, there's Mr. Keith Douglas, there's Dr. Pinky, there's Dr. Stephen Covey, Dr. Kim Blanchard, Sister Oprah Winfrey, and Mr. and Mrs. Franklin the Wait. Amen. So be sure to check out these books, and I have to add Miss Winfrey's other book as well because she has a book out. Amen. Amen. Health and Human Performance. This article has been up for at least a good 2 months, amen, and so we're going to, it still holds true, and but we're going to add some more substance to this particular article, and we're going to add some more things to this article as well, so just continue to maintain your health, continue to check on your health, make sure that you keep it in focus, make sure that you watch what you eat, make sure that you're eating a lot of vegetables, if you eat meat, eat it, you know, consume it in the right amount, amen, don't overdo it. And just have fun. I mean, just enjoy life. You know, make sure you're full and things of that nature. But always keep a focus on your health and what you put into your body. Gospel Artist Events. I'm going to be adding some Gospel Artist Events, especially those of Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, and I have another Gospel Artist as well. I want you guys to become very familiar with these individuals and support their music. But if you click on this particular button here, if you're like, who is Sister Bradford? Well, if you click on this button here, you will be able to hear her music. I think I have the volume down. I think I turned it down. But you will be able to hear her music here. Yeah. And so when you click on it, the music plays. Okay? All right. And so that's what happens when you click on it. All right? And so we'll have Gospel Artist Events. Then we have entertainment. These are all the individuals who are entertainment. And so I've been blessed with that as well. And I'm going to add a lot more. Then there's an R&B. Amen. The Mary Blige and Faith and Miss Bula. Amen. We're going to add many more to that as well. Then the guest and mini show. What I want to do is on this one is I want to have the all of the guests, all of the interviews I've had. That way you won't have to scroll down on that page and try to look for all of the guests and things like that. I want to have them already here because you're on this website so that you won't have to go back to blogtalkradio.com. Okay? So I want to make sure that everything's at your fingertips. I want to make sure that you're able to get what you want out of this particular ministry and things of that nature. As I said before, just make sure that you continue to trust in God and believe in what God can do, because God can do everything but fail. Amen. And continue to stay encouraged, continue to be lifted, because God is good. And we're going to have Praying with Love and Power on tomorrow. Amen. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, because we're going to be praying with love and power. And then afterwards, we're going to, the next time you will hear from the Africa Love Show, as far as being online, is on Saturday, God's will, when I interview an author. And then we're up and running in January, God's will, because God is getting ready to take this ministry higher and higher. And as God is speaking, this is going to become a bigger station, and we're going to do a lot of things. God is just going to transform it into what he wants it to be. And but, you know, you have to get used to what God gives you at first, amen? And so God is going to transform it, and you just have to be ready to move with the shift. Amen. The shifting of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank God and my family and my friends and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until tomorrow, excuse me, and until, be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. And until tomorrow, goodbye, everybody. This is your host, Dr. Afrita. Love on the AfritaLoveShow.com. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.